I'm here with Spelman College professor Colin Mulcahy to preview his MA lecture for students at MathFest in Portland, Oregon on Thursday, August 6th at 1 p.m. Thanks for the time, Colin.
Thanks for calling, Ryan.
My first question is, what will your lecture be about and what does the title of your lecture refer to?
Good questions. Well, the lecture is about 21st century ideas in mathematical magic, which we'll explore with a deck of cards. Mathematical card tricks, I guess, created in the past decade. My plan is to perform, explain, and teach attendees how to do several fun tricks, so people should feel free to bring their own deck of cards. The first number in the title is a bit of a mouthful. It's mathematic with a deck of cards on the interval between 5.7 something, 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 and then it's a very, very large number. Well, the first number, the 5.7, is actually the number of yes-no questions I'd need to be allowed to ask you if I was going to be able to guess a card that you picked at random from a standard deck. If I was allowed to ask 20 questions, we could use a very big deck of cards, such as a deck of about a million cards, and the reason is because 2 to the power of 20 is just over a million. With a 52-card standard deck, I'd need to ask you about 5.7 questions. The second number in the title, which is a very large whole number starting with an 8, and then it has 67 more digits, is a very interesting number which is connected with the shuffling possibilities for a deck of cards.
Interesting. Can you describe a couple of the effects that you'll cover in your talk?
Sure. If you were to choose 2 cards at random from a deck, and I asked you to tell me just the total of the 2 card values, you'd presumably be surprised if I could then tell you what both cards were, values and suits. This involves a little-known mathematical art called unaddition. And it's easy to unadd, and we should teach our students how to do it. Another effect sees 10 completely random cards selected by a spectator from a shuffled deck. The spectator then gets many free choices in deciding which 5 to take and which 5 to let me have, thus giving rise to 2 apparently random poker hands. In spite of all that, the outcome is entirely predetermined and can actually be written down in advance.
And what kind of mathematics lie behind the effects you'll present?
Basically, just simple ideas in algebra, combinatorics, probability, and statistics. No advanced background is required. And yet, I find the effects can be used to inspire people to learn a little more mathematics.
Right. And can you explain what got you started on mathematical card tricks?
Well, thanks to the MAA, at a winter meeting about 10 years ago, I met Paul Zorn from St. Olaf's, who is now the incoming MAA president-elect. And he told me about a fascinating two-person mathematical card trick where one person is given 5 randomly selected cards by an audience member. And by showing just 4 of them to the second magician, manages to convey the identity of the 5th card. This trick was actually 50 years old when he told me it, and was invented by a mathematician, William Fitch Cheney. It was actually written up in the New York Times this past spring. Well, I was hooked from the beginning. And before long, I was reading everything I could get my hands on mathematical magic by people like Martin Gardner. So I see this lecture as a fun opportunity to survey discoveries in the field made over the past 10 years.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, we hope everybody will check out Colin's lecture at MathFest. It's on Thursday, August 6th at 1 p.m. We're looking forward to it, Colin. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Take care.